I'm going to wrap this up, but folks, not a lot of heroes left these days, folks. There's a horrible psycho in the White House, and we're on the brink of apocalypse, but there are heroes. There are people who will rise up and protect us. My hero is a movie producer named Robert Evans. He will save us. Robert Evans was a movie producer in the 70s. He produced Chinatown. He produced the Godfather films. He produced Rosemary's Baby. Rosemary's Baby is coincidental because he's also Satan. He snorted so much coke off of Alan McGraw's tits in the early 70s that basically he's got one giant vampire bat disco coke nostril left. And he wrote his autobiography, and it's called The Kid Stays in the Picture, and they made a documentary about it, and it's fucking amazing. And the book itself is great. If you can find the book on tape, fucking get it, because it's like listening to Lucifer dictate his memoirs on a Sunday afternoon with a, you know, lying on his couch in a bathrobe with a martini on his belly, just kind of going, yeah, Frank Sinatra was on line three, and baby, he wasn't crooning. So, actual line from the book. So, a few years ago, the ESPN Sports Network, I don't know why they decided to do this, we need to do some radio ads and promote our sports network. Who should we get as our spokesman? Maybe a heroic athlete, perhaps a legendary coach, or wait a minute, let's get movie producer Robert Evans. Yeah, let's get Cokie McSnortfuck from Beverly Hills to be our spokesman. Now, his book on tape is psychotic enough, but these radio ads are like listening to the ramblings of a fucking mental patient. And then at the end of it, he barely ties it in with sports. He comes on going, hi, this is Robert Evans for the ESPN Sports Network. You know, back in the early 70s, when I was producing the Godfather films, I had a whirlpool bath installed in my trailer that I would fill with apple juice every day. Do you have any idea what Diane Keaton's pussy tastes like when it's been soaking in apple juice all day? Not half as sweet as the sports action you're going to catch on ESPN every Sunday. ESPN Cowboys versus Redskins, catch it! Like a pussy soaked in apple juice. The human rectum is almost nightmarishly elastic. I had four Rubik's Cubes jammed up there one day on a bet with Brian Dennehy when a heroin-crazed Rodney Allen Rippey burst into my trailer and punched me right in the solar plexus. I shot out all four cubes and damned if they didn't emerge solved. But that's nothing like the Hail Mary plays you're going to see on ESPN every Sunday. ESPN Packers versus Steelers, catch it! Shove them up there again, Denny Heel. Try to just solve the Reds. Tom Wopat loved the three Fs: food, fun, and fisting. We took Gil Gerard out on my cigarette boat Memorial Day weekend 1978, and I swear to you, over those sweet, savage 72 hours, he turned that poor man into his personal finger puppet. His screams of agony alerted the Coast Guard, and I pointed the prow of that fiberglass beauty out into international waters. But that's nothing like the defensive plays you're going to see on ESPN every Sunday. ESPN Jets versus Colts, catch it! Quit your belly aching, Buck Rogers. It's just a diver's watch. Angie Dickinson could suck the sorrow off a recent widow. She had my trouser snake buried tonsil depth when a heroin-crazed Brian Dennehy burst into my trailer and punched me right in the solar plexus. I ejaculated my central nervous system and she lit up like a pinball machine at Binion's. I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. Redskins versus Cowboys. Catch it. Suck my knob, police woman. Loretta Swit had a bush you could hide a VCR in. Are we still recording? Folks, thank you very much. Oh, my God. Thanks for staying late. Good night.
Patton Oswalt, ladies and gentlemen.